1077 The Island, welcome to the huge broadcast, the adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Robin Mays and Voice for Companion Animals. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Who is this little guy?
This is Piper. He's a three-year-old, now neutered Chihuahua. Medium hair.
Aren't Chihuahuas like usually very chirpy?
Not chirpy. This one. That's a nice way of saying yippee.
Yippee.
Yippee. This one is not. This one we have not heard him be vocal and giving opinions of our bed and breakfast and the service that he's being provided, unlike some of his neighbors.
I've actually experienced both types of Chihuahuas. One is the, I want to kick you over the fence kind of Chihuahua.
Right.
And then it's the most gentle other side of the coin is this guy.
Well, and Chihuahuas can tend to have the big dog attitude, which they feel that they need. And I get that. I like having a big dog attitude.
Did I read a random fact that they were bred to become smaller? In other words, they used to be bigger. And that's why we think they have such big attitudes. They still think they're big.
It could be. We've seen so many different sizes. I mean, and different types. We have some Chihuahuas. In fact, we have a couple at the building that have, we call them Applehead, that they're bigger forehead, and the rest that look like Piper.
Yeah, Piper.
Piper is just about all white with some tannish markings.
Yeah, it's
like I'm going to guess he's a 5-pounder.
4 or 5?
4.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Yeah, he looks a little scared right now.
He is a little scared. He is fully vetted now, neutered, microchipped, got all that done last week. So he will be a really special home. He'll be somebody who will, it's quiet, not a lot of rambunctious going on. Maybe somebody who is either retired, semi-retired, that, you know, we don't have little kids running in and out.
You know, Laura is fully vaccinated and chipped.
Is she?
Yes, yeah. I am. But I'm not up for adoption right now.
I heard she has some food aggression, too.
Oh, so much food aggression.
Just by the sight of Piper, I would say a comfort dog.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes.
Oh, certainly. Certainly. Oh, he's
and the right size, the right size to put in your purse and bring him out shopping.
Yes, well, he's a perfect
and
accessory piece.
With winter coming, he's may not be a big fan of going out when it's blowing and drifting snow. Mm. So put your pee pads down and he will just, right now he's using his pee pads.
Oh, adorable.
Outside is scary.
I always like an animal's eyes, primarily dogs, when you could see the whites of their eyes. They look more human, don't they?
Yes. Aren't they? Aren't they kind of human? More human than some humans?
They're more human than some humans. That is true. He is beautiful. Where does the name Piper come from?
The paperwork that I saw.
So somebody named him Piper. I wonder if they lived on Piper.
Hi, Piper.
No.
Hi, Piper.
Oh, you know your name. I do not know how... I do not know how this individual named the four that we took. This is a shutdown breeder, so.
How did you acquire Piper?
This was a former breeding facility. They were closing down, and there were 5 Chihuahuas left on site. One got a home, that left 4. And all the rescues were full, so we kind of caved in and said, we'll make the space. And Piper is one of them, and Piper's the first one to go up for adoption. We got neutered, vaccinated, microchipped, and
This dog would make a spectacular pet.
Look up here.
I imagine at some point he won't be so scared.
No, he's coming around. It's been a couple of weeks since they've come in, so they're making headway. We've got 2 more that we're working with. They're at the vet now. They're a little bit harder to handle, harder to chase down. They are very much stiffened when you have them, but he takes handling quite a bit better than the others.
Yes. He's such a good boy.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design. Designs as unique as you are for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service. Pro Team Design. And check them out on Facebook or their website, proteamdesign.com.
You're a lovely little boy.
He is so cute.
Yes, you are.
Got his
and
nails.
He's so soft.
Got his nails trimmed up.
Oh, he had a mani pedi.
Oh, well, I see we have to trim up those, but the nails are trimmed.
Oh, but so cute.
Laura's getting some good pictures.
Yes.
Check out this.
She always gets good pictures.
She does. To check out this beautiful, adorable, adoptable pet of the week, go to Voice for Companion Animals online on Facebook, or I have this in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Robin, thanks for all that you do.
Thank you very much. Right, Piper?
Appreciate you having taken the time to do this once a week, too. It's the highlight of our week, really.
Well, I get a break from cleaning kennels, so it works for me.
How many animals do you currently have? 4,622.
30-something, because we did an emergency help just last night. So we took in 16 more last night. So,
oh my stars.
So it's 30-something.
30-something right now.
And how many volunteers are working with that?
Oh my gosh. Our volunteers, we can always use more. That come in weekly and help out, we're over 20 that come in. Because, you know, with dogs, it's minimum 4 times a day that somebody's right. in, either walking or checking and making sure everybody's good, clean blankets, feeding. To preoccupy the huskies' time, they get frozen Kongs with peanut butter in them, so we swap them out and take those guys for a walk.
Oh, look at you.
Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
He drinks so much coffee, he has a picture of his coffee mug on his coffee mug. Franz Mann, one man party in the morning. 107.7 The Island.